Welcome to the Conscious Parenting Radio Show, loving, empowering, and respecting God's children with your host, Timothy Stutz. Timothy is a master of many ancient arts and sacred sciences, as well as a certified children's self-esteem coach. If you are a parent, grandparent, educator, or simply someone looking to experience more rewarding relationships, join Timothy and discover the miracles of living and parenting from your heart and soul on the Om Times Radio Network.
Namaste. Aloha. Hola, everyone. This is Timothy, and it's my honor and pleasure to be with you once again. Welcome to Discovering and Living Your Bliss, Part 1. Thank you for being here to connect our hearts and souls, our energies, as we ascend to new heights of conscious awareness and bliss, as we explore ways to constantly live in and as the bliss we are, and ways we can help our children do the same. In this moment, picture and feel your heart lovingly embracing your children. Invite your beautiful children, family members, spiritual teachers, and guides to be with us energetically. A great being once said, "Whenever God's love is discussed, whenever God's love is experienced, all the great beings, all the saints, all the gods and goddesses, all the yogis and renunciants, and all the beings who adore God come and participate in the gathering." Breathe deeply and be here with your full attention. Feel the blessings of all these great beings embracing you. Their blessings, along with the practices and energetic attunements we're sharing, are having a profound and transformative effect on your mind, body, spirit, and your bliss. They've been proven over time to rekindle and sustain your natural feeling of bliss. Bliss is your natural state of being. You truly can live in bliss in each moment, completely untouched by the changes of age, activities, and world circumstances. You truly can create and live in and as a loving soul with a peaceful mind and a blissful heart. If you're not able to devote your undivided attention at this time, please stay with us now and listen again when you can let the vibrations of the program penetrate deep into your being without the interference of other activities. Give yourself the opportunity to truly experience the tangible vibrations of bliss that you are. The poet Saint Tukaram Maharaj said, "A vast multitude of bliss is stored within. Waves of bliss arise in the river of bliss. Blissful is the nature of bliss. Bliss is our basic nature, the very core of our embodied soul and the universe. We all have an inherent tendency to return to our basic nature, to experience bliss, and on attaining it, trying to sustain it." Paramahansa Yogananda says that no matter what we do in life, the ultimate end, which all other ends merely subserve, is the avoidance of pain and want and the attainment of permanent bliss. He goes on to say, "Love gives joy. We love love because it gives us such intoxicating happiness. But love is not the ultimate. The ultimate is bliss. God is Satchidananda, ever existing, ever conscious, ever new bliss. We as souls are individualized Satchidananda. From bliss we have come. In bliss we live and have our being. And in that sacred bliss we will one day melt again. We are bliss, ever new bliss. Ever existing, ever conscious. We are what we seek. We always have been and always will be. We can feel every cell of our amazing bodies vibrating and radiating in every moment like the sun. We are electrical beings, crystalline beings in constant motion. We are not a bunch of cells stuck together in tightness and pain. We are bliss." So what keeps us from experiencing bliss as an ongoing reality? We haven't learned how to access that part of our being. Our minds are focused on other things. Our attention changes from one thing to another faster than scene shift on a TV sitcom. As a conscious parent, reconnecting with, experiencing, and following your bliss has immeasurable benefits for your children. Your children are sponges. They are learning from you directly and by osmosis. If you're following your bliss, they will naturally follow their bliss. You will be the role model of bliss they need to stay in touch with, magnify, fully embody, and share their bliss. Henry Miller said, "It's good to be just plain happy. It's a little better to know that you're happy. But to understand that you're happy and to know why and how and still be happy, be happy in the being and the knowing, well, that is beyond happiness. That is bliss." So let's connect in with this bliss right now. You may want to invite your children to participate along with you. In this precious moment, if it's safe for you to do so, I invite you to bring one or both of your hands to your heart. You may also close your eyes if it's safe. With one or both of your hands at your heart and your eyes closed if it's safe, focus your full attention at your heart. Breathe deeply right into the center of your heart chakra, the center of your chest. Feel the energy of your breath softening your heart, opening your heart to embrace the bliss you are. Breathe deeply. If you find yourself worrying or thinking about all the things you think you should be doing or have to do or the current circumstances of life, focus your mind on your breath. Breathe deeply, watching your breath until every pore of your beautiful being is reminded that simply being here, being present in this moment, is your top priority. Just being present in this moment and in all moments connects you to your bliss. Now, bring to your memory a time or times when every cell of your body felt lit up, vibrating with ecstasy, vibrating with bliss. Recreate that scene. Where were you? Can you see where you were? Can you picture it in your mind? Recreate it with all the detail you can remember. What were you doing? Were you alone? Was anyone with you? What sounds do you remember? What smells do you remember? Recreate that scene. What sensations do you remember? Were there any tastes? Feel all of this right now. Did someone help trigger these blissful feelings in you? Did some place trigger these blissful feelings in you? Did some sound trigger these blissful feelings in you? Did some taste or smell trigger these blissful feelings in you? Did something you were doing trigger these blissful feelings? Now, let go of all the particulars that may have helped you generate these blissful feelings and focus solely on the feelings. Feel the feelings. Let them get even stronger. Feel the pulsations, the vibrations throughout your body. Breathe deeply, imagining your breath to be the fuel that fans the flames of your bliss even more. Feel the blissful pulsations, blissful vibrations, and blissful buoyancy of your being. Breathe deeply. Breathe in and feel your bliss as you exhale. Breathe in and be the bliss as you exhale. Breathe in and feel your bliss as you exhale. Breathe in and feel the blissful ecstasy you are as you exhale. Breathe in and imagine waves of bliss emanating from every pore of your being as you exhale. See waves of bliss rippling out to embrace your children. Waves of bliss rippling out to embrace your beloved. Waves of bliss rippling out to embrace all your family members. Breathe in and feel the love you have for your children, your beloved, and your family as you exhale. Breathe in and imagine the waves of bliss emanating from every pore of your being, rippling out to all your friends as you exhale. Breathe in and imagine the waves of bliss emanating from every pore of your being, rippling out to embrace everyone and everything on earth as you exhale. Breathe in and imagine the waves of bliss emanating from every pore of your being, rippling out to embrace all of creation as you exhale. Breathe in and feel the waves of bliss emanating from everyone and everything you sent your bliss-filled blessings to, rolling back to you. Breathe them into your heart. Feel all this bliss bubbling in your heart. Your bliss, the bliss rolling into you from all of creation. One bliss, many sources. Just be with the bliss you are. Bliss is just being. Keep breathing and being with the bliss you are. Feel the bliss you are pulsating in and as your beautiful heart. Take a long, slow inhale, feeling the infinite bliss in your heart. Hold it for a moment. When you're ready, exhale, sending your bliss to everyone listening. Keep breathing in a relaxed manner, and if your eyes are closed, gently open them. During the upcoming brief pause, stay in touch with the bliss that you are. Stay in touch with how you are feeling in this moment. Hold on to these feelings, this bliss. Hold on to this awareness so you can recall it later. We'll be right back with more bliss. Stay in touch with the bliss you are. Stay in touch with how you're feeling in this moment. Hold on to this bliss.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I've tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the Blue Collar Goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to discovering and living your bliss. You can regenerate these feelings of bliss just created at any time by doing what we just did. As you practice this on a daily basis, the feelings will get stronger and stronger. Eventually, you'll be able to feel this bliss without thinking about people, places, or events that might have triggered it. Bliss arises from within you. You can be the trigger. Your will to experience blissful feelings whenever you want becomes the trigger. Ultimately, these blissful feelings are there all the time. Your heart is pulsating with bliss. Your cells are vibrating with bliss. Your mind is swimming in bliss. When you practice connecting with your bliss on a regular basis, you are building a bridge to these natural blissful feelings. A bliss bridge that lets you reconnect with your bliss as you blissfully move through your daily activities and even the unexpected challenges that arise. A bliss bridge that allows you to walk into these feelings of ever new bliss on demand. Deepak Chopra says, if you want to reach a state of bliss, then go beyond your ego and the internal dialogue. Make a decision to relinquish the need to control, the need to be approved, and the need to judge. Those are the three things the ego is doing all the time. It's very important to be aware of them every time they come up. He also advises us that nothing is more important than reconnecting with your bliss. Nothing is as rich. Nothing is more real. As you continue to reconnect with your bliss, you will tangibly experience that nothing is as rich. Nothing is more real. Just like you can feel more and more joy, more and more love, more and more peace, you can experience more and more bliss. The Indian scriptures tell us, with the initial stages of bliss or Anand, you will enjoy 10% of the serenity that is possible. And this serenity is not void of feeling. Joseph Campbell says, in a blissful state, you feel totally alive, as if your body is resonating at a slightly higher frequency. Your eyes light up. You see things with more clarity or gain a deeper understanding of something than ever before. You feel totally at home within your skin and so comfortable within yourself that the ideas of who you are disappear. At the Paramanand stage of bliss, you experience 30% of the serenity that is possible. And at the next stage, the Brahmanand stage, you relish in 70% of the serenity that is possible. And the blissful serenity continues increasing till it reaches 100% at the moksha or final liberation stage. Bliss is so powerful, our bodies and mind have to adapt, have to evolve before they can handle increasing levels. A jogger doesn't run a 26-mile marathon the first time they head out. They have to gradually accustom their body to further and further distances. Walking the path of bliss, continually reconnecting with your bliss, you experience peace beyond peace, serenity beyond serenity, as if you are breathing and totally enveloped in the clearest, freshest air atop the highest mountaintop on earth. In meditation, you can feel as if you've lost connection with your physical body while simultaneously feeling as if your light body, your energy body, is flowing with golden liquid light. You feel like you're finally home, resting in, embraced in God's love and light. Whether sitting silently in meditation or walking down the street, you can feel every cell of your body vibrating in every moment, as if in a perpetual orgasm. You feel as if you are the air your body is moving through, as well as your body and everything you see. These blissful experiences are available to you independent of where you are, whom you may be with, and what you are doing or not doing. However, where you are, whom you are with, and what you are doing can be integral parts of your unique bliss recipe. Deepak Chopra says, if you want to reach a state of bliss, then go beyond your ego and the internal dialogue. Make a decision to relinquish the need to control, the need to be approved, and the need to judge. It's very important to be aware of them every time they come up. And Maribaba said, one has to go beyond the mind to experience the spiritual bliss of desirelessness. As you clear more and more of the impressions of desires and instincts, likes and dislikes, needs to control, be approved, and or judge, and the like from the depths of your subconscious and conscious mind, you leave behind the dualistic nature of happiness and sadness, joy and sorrow. You enter into the ever-increasing, ever-present experience of the ecstatic bliss that you are. You can clear these impressions by observing righteousness in your life, by repeating the name of God that resonates with your unique being as you go about your daily activities. You clear these impressions by chanting and singing sacred verses, sacred songs, sacred mantras. You clear these impressions by keeping in the company of saints and great beings who have already cleared all their impressions and are now radiating nothing but blissful frequencies of bliss, frequencies that permeate every pore of your being when you're in their company, so you can tangibly feel and remember the bliss you are. Frequencies that speed up your vibration, shaking the limited tendencies from your blissful being. Just as unhealthy cells in your body are destroyed with certain healthy foods and herbs, healthy frequencies of light, loving thoughts, cleansing protocols, and more, exposing yourself to the frequencies of bliss from saints and great beings destroys the limited impressions of your mind and intellect. These limited impressions disappear too as you stop channeling your energies in ways that are not healthy and nourishing. As you become more and more loving to yourself, your children, your family, your friends, and all of creation. There's a line in the movie Bee Season that says, "So, a paradox. God is everything, a perfect luminous essence. But even God wants more, to experience more, to give." Your limited impressions disappear as you give selflessly, as you start being with people, doing things, and in all ways start following your bliss. Joseph Campbell tells us, when you follow your bliss, doors will open where you would not have thought there would be doors, and where there wouldn't be a door for anyone else. I encourage you to have enough faith in yourself, in God, to follow your bliss and see where it leads you. See what doors open and what's behind those doors. As those doors open and you walk a path of bliss, you'll find your bliss ever increasing. As conscious parents, I hope your bliss is increasing every moment that you are with your children. Your children are an integral part of your bliss recipe. Other people you love are an integral part of your bliss recipe. Who are the people you love? Oprah says, surround yourself with people who are going to lift you higher. She also says, lots of people want to ride with you in the limo, but what you want is someone who will take the bus with you when the limo breaks down. Dominique Browning encourages us to let go of the people who cause constant pain. Let go of the negativity that colors a room more darkly than any coat of paint. Keep close the people you love, the ones who stay engaged and open to life, who bring joy and peace to the house and garden. As you follow your bliss, you may also have to overcome some common obstacles we all face that may hold you back. These include hidden fears and false beliefs, such as, my life will change. Following your bliss will change your life. It can transform everything from how you see yourself and the way you look at the world to what you believe is possible for you. That kind of change can raise a lot of fears about losing your friends and alienating those close to you, who are more comfortable with the old you. You may also fear that you are risking a safe situation for a pipe dream. Hidden obstacles that have been holding you back can also emerge from the shadows, blocking your progress. Friends and family may not understand you're becoming passionate and action-oriented about different people, different things as you follow your bliss. Surrounding yourself with people you understand, respect, and love makes whatever you are doing better. W.H. Auden said, among those whom I like or admire, I can find no common denominator, but among those whom I love, I can. All of them make me laugh. People who energize and motivate you are the type of people you want to surround yourself with as you follow your bliss. A Maori proverb says, "What is the greatest thing of the world? People, people, people." I encourage you to fill your life with people you love being around as part of your recipe for bliss. I encourage you to fill your life with the experiences you love as an integral part of your bliss recipe. These are events, situations, circumstances, and sensations you love to be a part of. As an integral part of your bliss, filling your days and life with these experiences brings meaning, joy, and delight into your life and makes it worth living. Joseph Campbell said, "People say that what we're seeking is a meaning for life. I don't think that's what we're really seeking. I think that what we're seeking is an experience of being alive, so that we actually feel the rapture of being alive. Are there things you love to experience and be a part of? Do certain experiences make you feel more alive and bring joy and meaning into your life? What everyday experiences inspire you and make your day? Make a list of these experiences that trigger blissful feelings from within you. Perhaps it's having an audience on the edge of their seats, finding the right words to help your children understand something, thinking outside of the box, stargazing on a clear night, sharing your culinary finds and gifts with others, making a picnic and going to a local park or beach, doing craft projects. As we come to this next pause, continue to contemplate the experiences you love. What do you love to experience and be a part of? Contemplate these, and we'll be back in a few minutes to continue exploring the experiences that trigger your bliss.
The Real Conscious Connection. Omnipotence Radio. IOM FM.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Know what to do, just can't figure out how to fit it all into your busy life? It doesn't have to be that way. Hi, I'm Ellen Baysberg from Seamless Life. Join me every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio and learn the how of conscious living. Let me and my guests help make your life seamless.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking about experiences that can trigger your bliss. You know, surprisingly, very few people ever think about choosing the events and situations that will shape their day-to-day life. Listing tangibles such as the people, things, activities, and places you want as part of your life is easier than defining the experiences you want to have. We are much more familiar and comfortable with talking about our experiences and histories after the fact than describing in advance what we deeply value and want to experience. Think about and identify the situations and events you want to live through, the ones that create meaning, inspire you, and make your day. For some of you, that means having heartwarming experiences, while others seek mental challenges, high drama, or something creatively demanding. You may love experiencing a special time of day or watching the ocean's waves rolling in. Does watching the sun or moon rise or set trigger the natural bliss you are? Maybe searching for special gifts or cards for friends and family makes you blissful. Perhaps watching your children sleep in their innocence for a few moments before going to bed at night brings you great bliss. You can be blissful no matter what you are experiencing, and you can create experiences that make you blissful. Corita Kent said, "Love the moment, and the energy of that moment will spread beyond all boundaries." Just being open to greeting whatever arises next in your daily life with love and respect can be blissfully fulfilling. Fanny Fern says, "The cream of enjoyment in this life is always impromptu. The chance walk, the unexpected visit, the unpremeditated journey, the unsought conversation or acquaintance." And Albert Einstein said, "The most beautiful thing we can experience is the mysterious." He also said, "If you want your children to be brilliant, tell them fairy tales. If you want them to be very brilliant, tell them even more fairy tales." Does reading inspirational, life-enriching fairy tales to your children ignite your bliss and your children's bliss? As part of your reading program, I invite you to visit fairytalesforchildren.com. You'll discover 50 original modern-day stories featuring Blissberry Bear and other delightful characters that do spark bliss. In the tale Blissberry Bear, Blissberry explains the meaning of his name. "Slow down, friends," I said. "My name is Blissberry Bear." "What's a blissberry?" Nikita asked. "A blissberry is the sweetest, most delicious fruit in the universe," I replied with a big smile. "Eating just one makes your mind very sharp, your body tingle from head to toe, and your heart bubble with bliss." "What's bliss?" Nikita continued. "Bliss is an incredible feeling," I explained. "It's a feeling beyond happiness, a feeling beyond joy. It's even beyond feeling. Bliss is so incredible that it takes 100 feelings of happiness to equal one feeling of joy, and it takes 1,000 feelings of joy to equal one feeling of bliss. Would you like..." Before I could finish asking the children if they wanted to feel bliss themselves, Ming Li jumped in with, "Why do you wear that heart around your neck?" "Yeah," added Golda, "our hearts are inside our bodies." "Oh, I have a heart inside my body too," I replied. "It pumps my blood to keep me alive. But this heart, the one you see on the outside, is the heart I love with. Love for everyone to see and share in. It's also quite magical," I whispered. "You can look inside this heart and see all sorts of things." Blissberry Bear's fairy tales of the heart are quite magical. They are also consciously designed to enhance your children's creativity and bliss, instill healthy values, develop their minds, and inspire their souls. They weave fantasy, reality, myth, and mystery into an educational, entertaining, inspirational, and heartwarming experience for children of all ages. These life-enhancing fairy tales foster your children's bliss and brilliance, as well as yours. Albert Einstein said, "If you want your children to be brilliant, tell them fairy tales. If you want them to be very brilliant, tell them even more fairy tales." And if you want them to be blissful as well as brilliant, visit fairytalesoftheheart.com. You know, with all the activities you have of being a conscious parent, not doing anything can be the greatest experience of bliss there is. George Sand shares that simplicity is the most difficult thing to secure in this world. It is the last limit of experience and the last effort of genius. And Sir J. Lubbock said, "Rest is not idleness. And to lie sometimes on the grass under the trees on a summer's day, listening to the murmur of the water, or watching the clouds float across the sky is by no means a waste of time. Where are some of the places where you feel blissfully alive? The locations and environments you love to be in. For Harry Joy in the movie Bliss, the place was a forest in the Australian bush. What places inspire you? Paul Grouchow said, "When the uniqueness of a place sings to us like a melody, then we will know at last what it means to be at home." Do you love being in your home? If not, what could you do to make it the blissful abode you'd like to live in? Sometimes the changes needed to make your home feel more like home are external, like new paint, rearranging the furniture, clearing out clutter. Sometimes the changes needed to make your home feel like home are internal. Not every one of us grew up in a loving, happy, blissful home. Our bodies and minds can carry unhappy memories from home to home, making us feel uneasy, sometimes at levels far below our conscious awareness, no matter how wonderful our current house may seem. I have a friend, now in her late 80s, who was severely abused as a child. This lady functions quite normally outside of the home. Once she puts her hand on the doorknob to enter her house, however, she becomes an entirely different person. She literally becomes non-functional. At one point, I too noticed that I felt a little uneasy entering my home. After some internal house cleaning to shift those feelings, I could more fully appreciate what Ilse Crawford says about home. Home, sweet home. Sweet to look at, listen to touch, smell, and taste. The home is our emotional heartland, a place where the rhythm of events is under our control, a potential pleasure zone for our sensuous being. Have you taken out all the internal garbage from previous homes you lived in, where the energies may have not been so loving and blissful, so you can enjoy a loving and blissful life in the home you now live in? So your children can live in a loving and blissful home, free of any less than blissful energies you may be carrying around in the cellar of your subconscious memories. Children are very in tune with and can be influenced, as well as react to, the expressed and repressed emotional feelings of their parents. Jane Alexander says, "When we walk through our front door, we should be able to leave the stresses and strains of the outside world. A home should provide us with a sanctuary for the soul, a haven for the senses." Have you created a special place in your home where you can sit and be in the stillness of your bliss? There's a line from My Fair Lady that says, "All I want is a room somewhere, far away from the cold night air, with one enormous chair." And Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz said, "There's no place like home." And where are some of the places away from home where you can relax into the bliss you are? Are there parks, rivers, lakes, oceans, deserts, mountains, meadows, or other beautiful natural settings near you where you can be in your bliss? Do you take advantage of these often? For some, like anthropologist Margaret Mead, a city is a place where there is no need to wait for next week to get the answer to a question, to taste the food of any country, to find new voices to listen to and familiar ones to listen to again. A city triggers her bliss. For some, like Frederick and Marianne Broussard, wild and distant places speak to many who find in them opportunities to engage in the spiritual practices of wonder and gratitude. Where are the places that bring out your bliss? Too often, we save the places we love for our dream vacation, retirement, or the weekends. If you love a certain place, why not try to make it your home, your workplace, the place you spend most of your waking life? Why not live and work somewhere that inspires you and brings out the best in you? Are you looking for a place where you feel like you have come home? Sometimes a new location is just what the bliss doctor ordered. Harry Houdini said, "The greatest escape I ever made was when I left Appleton, Wisconsin." And Mark Twain said, "The coldest winter I ever spent was a summer in San Francisco." the places you love, the experiences you love, and the people you love are all part of your unique recipe for bliss, as are your thoughts. Tarn Bartlett reminds us, the thought you have now shapes your experience of the next moment. Practice shaping the moment. Practice taking moments to reconnect with your bliss every day, numerous times a day, until you are experiencing your blissful self at all times. Charles Swindoll said, life is 10% of what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. And so it is with you. We are in charge of our attitudes. When we practice shaping the moment, taking charge of our attitudes, reconnecting with our bliss as a conscious parenting practice, we can respond to 100% of life's happenings with a loving heart and blissful attitude. May you be filled with optimism, inspiration, and bliss as you go about the activities you love to do. The activities you love, the things you do that make time and everything else disappear, are an integral ingredient in your bliss recipe. As a conscious parent, the activities of raising healthy, blissful children are a major part of all days. Do you integrate the other activities you love within your parenting? Do you expose your children to those things that make you sing and dance in ecstasy? Perhaps you love using your imagination to create stories, finding other ways to inspire and entertain your children who will change the world with their avocations, helping others through challenging times, making others laugh. During this next week, take some time to think about all the activities you love to do. Write these down as they come to your awareness. After the upcoming pause, we're going to experience a fun, simple activity that creates very tangible feelings of bliss you can feel throughout your body. Invite your children to join us, as they will enjoy doing this just as much as you. During the pause, stay in touch with the bliss, the love you are. See if you can turn on or turn up the feelings of bliss bubbling within yourself. Remember, one feeling of bliss is equal to 1,000 feelings of joy.
Of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, I'm Katrina Kavanagh, host of the I Am Wisdom radio show. I Am Wisdom is about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality, and living a wonderful life. Looking forward to sharing each Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with you.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicis, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times.
Welcome back, everyone. Did you turn up your feelings of bubbling bliss during the pause? Your bliss is an inner state that is as much a part of you as your body, mind, heart, and soul, and just as accessible. As you put your bliss, your heart, your mind, and your soul into every activity you do, you will feel more and more bliss. You'll also feel more and more bliss bubbling in every cell of your body by practicing an ancient Qigong exercise I like to call Angel Wings of Bliss. This fun, simple, health-enhancing Qigong activity has been part of my bliss recipe every day for nearly 30 years. I invite you and your children to make it part of your daily bliss recipe too. It will even be more enjoyable and powerful if you practice it together as a family. Angel Wings of Bliss is done standing up. If you can't stand now, practice along in your mind and then practice to the recording later so you can experience the blissful sensations this creates. If you or someone you know cannot stand for any or all of Angel Wings of Bliss, visualize and imagine doing those parts. You will get the blissful benefits. You'll be lifting your arms out to your sides, so you'll need some space around you where you won't hit or bump into anything. Angel Wings of Bliss is fun to practice outdoors as well as indoors. Stand tall with your feet slightly apart, resting with your arms at your sides. Close your eyes if safe to do so, and take a deep breath in and exhale. Imagine, see, feel a golden pyramid at the bottom of your spine with seven golden balls of energy floating all around it. In a moment, you're going to imagine, see, feel those seven golden balls of energy rising up your spine, one right after another, from the golden pyramid at the base of your spine. Now, breathe in long and slow and see one golden ball of energy rise up from the bottom of your spine, past your navel, past your upper stomach, past your heart, past your throat, past your eyes, right up into the crown, the top of your head, and then exhale, seeing the golden ball of energy floating out the top of your head. As you pull the golden ball of energy up your spine, imagine it's collecting all the hurts, unwanted emotions, pains, aches, unnecessary thoughts and feelings from your being, and taking them with it as it leaves through the top of your head. So breathe in again long and slow, and see the second golden ball of energy rise up from the bottom of your spine, past your navel, up past your stomach, past your heart, past your throat, past your eyes, right up into the crown, the top of your head, gathering along the way everything you no longer need, and then exhale, seeing the golden ball of energy and all it's gathered floating out the top of your head. Again, breathe in long and slow and see the third golden ball of energy rise up from the bottom of your spine, past your navel, past your stomach, past your heart, through and past your throat, past your eyes, right up into the top of your head, gathering along the way everything you no longer need, and then exhale, seeing the golden ball of energy and all it's gathered floating right out the top of your head. Breathe in long and slow again, and see the fourth golden ball of energy rise up from the bottom of your spine, up through your navel, through your stomach, through and past your heart, past your eyes, right up into the crown, the top of your head, and then exhale, seeing the golden ball of energy floating out the top of your head, along with everything you no longer need. Breathe in long and slow, and see the fifth golden ball of energy rise up from the bottom of your spine, past your navel, past your stomach, past your heart, past your throat, past your eyes, right up into the top of your head, and then exhale, seeing the golden ball of energy floating out the top of your head. Breathe in long and slow, and see the sixth golden ball of energy rise up from the bottom of your spine, all the way up to the top of your head, and then exhale, seeing the golden ball of energy floating out the top of your head, along with all those things you no longer need. Breathe in long and slow, and see the last golden ball of energy rising up from the bottom of your spine, rising up through your body, all the way up to the top of your head, gathering along the way any last traces of those things you no longer need, and then exhale, seeing the golden ball of energy and all it's gathered floating out the top of your head. Open your eyes and relax your wrist by shaking them a few times at your sides. Shake your wrists, move your fingers. Keep breathing and imagine your arms are angel wings of bliss that extend behind you and around you. Inhale slowly. As you do, slowly, very slowly, begin to raise your angel wing arms with your wrist very relaxed, limp, out to the sides and all the way up above your head. Then, as you exhale with sound, allow your angel wing arms, your wrists are still limp, still loose, to float slowly back down to your sides. We'll do this two more times. Again, slowly inhale. As you do, very slowly begin to raise your angel wing arms with your wrist very relaxed, very limp, out to the sides and all the way up above the top of your head. As you exhale with sound, allow your angel wing arms with wrists still limp and loose to float back down to your sides. We're going to do this one more time. This time, we're only going to bring our arms down to our shoulders. Inhale slowly. As you begin to raise your angel wing arms slowly up, with your wrist very relaxed, out to the sides, and all the way up above the top of your head. This time, as you exhale with allow your angel wing arms, wrists are still limp and loose, to float back down just to your shoulders. When your hands reach your shoulders, bring them into your heart in prayer position, right there in front of your heart. Take a big breath in, and on the exhale, start to clap. Continue clapping all around you, breathing and smiling until you feel very blissful. Clap from your head to your toes, in front of your body, to the side, and even behind. Clap, breathe, and smile. Clap, breathe, and smile. And when you're done clapping, pause and notice how you feel. Do you feel tingles? Do you feel blissful? Now you're going to increase this bliss, these tingly feelings. Now you're going to spin like a top. Remember to give yourself enough space to lift your arms out to the sides and spin where you won't hit or bump into anything. Bring your feet fairly close together. Extend your arms out to the sides from your shoulders with your palms facing up toward the sky. Turn your head and look at your right palm. Keep your eyes on the palm of your right hand and slowly turn your feet to the right. So you are slowly spinning to the right while looking at your palm. Start slow so you keep your balance. Just turn three times. Complete spins slowly to begin with. When you stop, bring your arms down, resting your hands on your hips. Turn your head forward and stare at a spot directly in front of you. Breathe slowly and deeply, and wait for any dizziness to go away. You might not get dizzy with just three spins, but if you add a few more turns each day or every several days until you're spinning 21 or more times, you may be dizzy at the end. As you get more comfortable with spinning, you can increase your speed faster and faster, which feels incredibly blissful. As you practice this more and more, you will feel blissful energy moving up your spine and throughout your whole body. As you stand there feeling this bliss, be grateful for all you have in life and say either silently or out loud after me, God is bliss, I am bliss. God is bliss, I am bliss. God is bliss, I am bliss. Next week, we're going to continue developing your own personal recipe for creating and living a blissful life in each moment. The blissful ingredients we'll be adding to your blissful recipe, your personal bliss recipe, will include the activities you love to do, the things you love to use, the ideas and knowledge you love and have, as well as the problems, issues, and needs you love to solve. We'll really delve into the needs ingredients, as understanding and addressing our children's needs, as well as our own, is the very heart of conscious parenting, conscious living. During this coming week, I invite you to listen to this program again and keep mixing the ingredients of the people you love, the places you love, and the experiences you love into your own personal recipe for bliss. Practice feeling and living the bliss you are. Jot down the activities you love to do. Enjoy the visualization we did during the first segment and Angel Wings of Bliss often. Maharishi Mahesh Yogi said, the philosophy of life is this. Life is not a struggle, not a tension. Life is bliss. It is eternal wisdom, eternal existence. If you have any questions or sharings about being a blissful, conscious parent, please contact me at consciouslyparenting@gmail.com. With divine blessings of love, light, gratitude, bliss, and health in every moment of your precious and beautiful life, streaming from my soul to your soul, from my heart to your heart, within the one infinite love we are, enjoy each moment in and as the bliss you are. When you are living in bliss, children will be learning how to live in bliss too.